and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today, we are with none other than Dave Dolga. He is the Farm Operations Supervisor at Norview Farm. And Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's great for you to be here because I have a lot of questions because I've heard so much about Norview Farm and you're just the right person to ask. Our viewers, give them an idea of what the farm is and how it was established here in Upper Marion Township.
Yeah, sure. So, best of my recollection, Norview Farm came about in 1922 by the Batista family. It started out as 10 acres where they would grow produce and they would sell that produce. But then they soon learned that they could get into the milk business, and it grew as the years went on. And I believe it was like early to mid 50s when they were at their height of milk production. They had 300 acres here in town. They were growing their own crops, and they had their milk route established. I believe that was in January of 35, actually. So with the milk route established and a pretty large herd of cattle, they were doing pretty well for themselves. And then I guess as the township grew and whatnot, things changed. So that started to be phased out, the milk process. They then went to, they found that the water operation on the farm actually could have been profitable. So they, delved into that a little bit. People could come and bottle spring water there. And then as time went on, some of the land was, sold off and whatnot. And the township came about in 1999. They acquired the farm from the Batista family. And hence, here we are with Upper Marion Township owning Norview Farm.
Wow. I want to roll back to the milk business because I know probably a lot of the younger viewers who watch this program have no idea, and I know it's before our time too, that milk used to be delivered to the home.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where it all came from, and that established this farm in this community because that was the source, because milk was a staple in everyone's diet, especially back then.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They had a herd of around 100 cattle at that time, and they would hand milk at one point. Down there at Norview Farm, they set up a centralized milk room, if you would, where the stainless steel lines would pump the milk down into this room, and then from there it would go across the driveway in these stainless steel lines down into their main building, where it would be pasteurized, homogenized, and it would be bottled in glass bottles.
Wow. Yeah. That's a thing of the past now. Yeah. That's a history lesson in itself.
Yeah.
But then they turned to water. That's very interesting because nowadays, obviously, spring water is very popular. But back then, what did it have the same type of connotation that it does today, where people want it straight from the source?
Well, what the family found was that when people were coming to buy their milk from the dairy store, they were also filling up water jugs at the spring that was free flowing at the time. So they saw that as profitable and people really liked the water. So they did turn that into a revenue stream. And that's what in turn, they coined the phrase farmette. So they had an operating farm that was functional, but they also had another revenue stream, which was the water entity.
I like it, farmette, almost like a boutique hotel, right? It's going to give you a little bit more than what you're expecting.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Good analogy, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And now you're getting to get your hands dirty on a daily basis on the farm. Were you a city slicker before you got into the farming business?
Yeah, so I started at Norview Farm with Upper Marion Township back in July of 99. So at that time, I was just going into high school. So I worked there through my high school years while my family and I, we lived in Swedesburg. It's kind of where I grew up. And then we moved to King of Prussia. So all the buzz was about Norview Farm and the township acquiring the property. Got a job there part-time. Thought it was pretty cool. I think I was actually the second employee hired from the outside for Norview Farm once the township acquired the property. I've been there ever since. So almost 20 years now. And I love it. You get to do a little bit of everything there. We're kind of get involved with not only animal care, that's obviously our primary focus is the care of the animals, but we also get into a little bit plumbing, a little bit carpentry, programs for the community. We start offering down there at the farm, and we are also a landlord of sorts to the rental property. There's a house on the property, and the ice cream store that's there, operated by an outside entity. So a little bit of everything.
Do you remember your first day?
I don't know if it was my first day, but I remember early on, there were some not so friendly goats there at that time. And specifically this one goat, his name was Peanut. And he was a little terror, and he would sneak up and he would take out your kneecaps and
oh, wow.
and all that fun stuff. So I remember having to get used to, you know, the goats, and, you know, you're hands on with them. You know, it's not just a desk job. There is some office work involved, you know, but we're hands on with the animals every day. And that's one of my earlier memories.
Yeah, I'm really curious because you've been there for such a long time now. You're thinking there's no way at that point you thought you were going to be at this farm for 20 years, right?
100% right. Yeah, you know, I really was at that time trying to figure out where to go in life. You know, I was young and wasn't sure what that was going to look like. But as the years went on, and the opportunities presented themselves, it grew on me. I really like working outdoors. So, you know, that really accomplished that. You know, we're outside almost all day, you know, and I love animals. So there I am. And, you know, it just stuck, and it was a good fit.
Wow. Now, did you, in the 20 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of people come through the farm. Is there anyone still there when you first started?
So from when I first started, no, there isn't anybody there. But at the farm, it seems to be a good stepping stone for employees. So we'll have employees start as part-time, because we need to cover various shifts. We're a 7-day week operation. So we have had somewhere in the neighborhood of like 7 to 9 employees that have started out part-time with Upper Marine down at Norview Farm, and they've now gone full-time within the township. So they're still around, but not specifically at the farm.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of people come back to visit? Because I'm sure working on a farm has some very sentimental value to it. You're a testament to it. So I'm sure you must have former come back and visit just to check in and say hello.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We have several past employees who will come back, you know, check in, see how such and such animal is doing, wanting to see how everyone is. You know, on the farm, we have some horses that people grow attached to, you know. Yeah. People, employees, and even residents come, and they are attached to some of the horses that we have. So yeah, we have our regulars, so to speak. But then, you know, I feel like we're always drawing new people when they hear there's a farm in town, which sounds out of sorts for King of Prussia.
Right.
But they come down, check it out, and I think everybody falls in love.
Yeah, that's why I'm so fascinated with it, especially like you say, the horses. You have your regulars come in. Are they allowed to come and bring carrots or apples? They're not allowed to feed the animal?
Yeah, so that's what a lot of people think, you know. And you know what? To be fair, you would think it's safe to give a horse a carrot or an apple. But when 10, 20 people a day are coming and doing that, it doesn't pan out too well for the animal. So we do request that people do not feed, our visiting public does not feed the animals down at the farm, just for precautionary reasons, keep everybody safe. So obviously you can come check out the animals anytime you want. They're always out in the pastures. And then the goats are there. They come up to the fence to be petted and whatnot. We have some chickens that free range, and we have some in pens. We have rabbits, you know, ducks, geese. We have a little bit of everything down there. So you get a little bit of country, you know?
And a little bit of rock and roll. What prompted the township to purchase the farm in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Upper Marion Township was in contact with the Batista family in 99 and earlier about the property, looking to keep it open space. And it was mutually agreed upon between the township and the Batista family, which much desired it to be open space and more so stay a farm to some degree. So once that was agreed upon, I think the Batista family was very interested in selling to Upper Marion, so it would carry on their legacy.
That's pretty cool that they did that, because what we know about Upper Marion Township, to have a farm like that you could share these experiences, it's got to be neat for families to come out to visit, to learn. And you were talking about some of the animals like Pete the goat. Is there a specific animal that people seem to migrate to on a consistent basis?
Yeah, so they definitely migrate towards our horses. You know, the goats are cute and friendly and whatnot, but some of our horses, especially Lacey, she's a thoroughbred, she's a retired racehorse. A little bit about, you know, her story actually would be, we partner with one of the best equine veterinarians on the East Coast, Peter Blauner and Associates. And throughout their travels going to different farms, they actually saw this horse, Lacey, in a pasture, not looking too well. So they rescued her and they rehabbed her, got her in pretty good health, and then were looking for a home. And from our vet knowing what kind of establishment we are and how we care for the animals, you know, they wanted to see if the township was interested in, you know, taking her on and whatnot. And she's just a sweetheart. I mean, she's ginormous to these children that come, you know. She's a pretty big creature. So yeah, they gravitate towards Lacey. When you pull in the main driveway of the farm, on your right hand side, she's usually got her head hanging over the fence, you know, looking to say hi to everyone and get some pets and whatnot. Other than her though, you know, the public gravitates, like I said, towards the horses. And in so we have a quarter horse on the farm. His name's Chester. Prince is our pony. His name is actually Prince of Prussia.
Ah.
There was a contest and one of the local residents, one of the children came up with that name. And
cute.
And I think that's a great name.
Yes.
You know. And then we have a mule and his name is Ira. So they kind of hang out in the various pastures and you know, take care of stuff for us. And, yeah, people love Sam.
Do they all seem to get along well?
Yeah, for the most part, you know.
You don't have to segregate them and keep them apart or anything.
No. just Lacey, you know, from the boys or whatever. But, the boys, they get along pretty good. So that would be Chester, Ira, and Prince. And, you know, they fight like brothers. Kind of thing, you know, they'll be out there, you know, nipping at one another or, right. You know, give a little kick here and there.
Do you ever have you to know? Intervene?
No,
okay.
No, thankfully, thankfully. No, they quickly go their way and you know, start grazing because that grass is more important than what he's doing, you know, so. And then other than the horses, you know, we have the goats and we get cattle brought in every, let's say April to May, and they stay through October for our festival. So, you know, the community kind of gets to see, you know, cattle out in the pasture. They keep the grass down a little bit for us. So, you know, like I said, it brings a little bit of country out these ways.
Well, you mentioned the festival. This is a shameless plug. You should promote that because this is your opportunity, because I know that's a big event for the farm.
Absolutely. I'd love to plug it. So, it's called the Fall Fun Festival at Norview Farm. And, let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I know I might be a little biased, but, I have a little one myself. And he comes, he absolutely loves it. So it's in the month of October is when we run this. And we draw somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,000 patrons per day.
Nice.
Per event day. We put it on, right now the current schedule is like 3 Saturdays out of October. But at this event, you'll see food trucks. You'll see a mechanical bull. We have inflatable bounce houses for kids to enjoy. The township acquired a hay wagon, so we give hay rides throughout the farm, and there's just tons and tons and tons of games for the children to play. A lot is handmade down at the farm. We think, you know, adding that aspect of some handmade quality games for the kids to play, you know, get away from those video games and all the electronics.
Smart. Yes.
You know, so they come down and families have a good time. Most families stay the most of the day. And we have had families who, you know, come back year after year. So I definitely think it's a staple. I definitely think it's something that the community really likes and enjoys coming to. We have live music. We just have a little bit of everything, a little bit of everything.
Is it promoted too? Like, is there email blast for people to find out, or do they go to the website, I guess, to find most of their information?
Yeah, so the township does a great job at promoting our event and whatnot. They put it out on the billboard out front. It's on the website. We have a page on the township website that you can go to view everything. And it's on the monitors up at the township building.
Oh, very nice.
You know, so it's kind of everywhere. And then staff, we go out and, you know, mid-August, late August, we go out, we put out yard signs on township property, banners, you know, really try to get the word out that we have this great event down here at Norview Farm.
You know, it's something that you just jogged my memory. I remember as a kid in grade school doing a field trip to a farm and watching the cows get the milking and the pasteurization, the whole process. Yeah. Is that something that Norview Farms is involved in as well, or is it something they're looking to get involved with?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and that's something that we have been mulling around. We currently don't have a display like that, but that would be something that would be a great educational aspect to bring back, and how fitting since it was a dairy farm,
right?
You know, early on. But it's currently nothing that is not something that we have right now. But we're always looking to add educational aspects to the farm as we grow. You know, like I said, the townships have had the property for 24 years now.
Right.
So we're looking to grow. We're looking to, you know, add those educational aspects, and then the local school districts and those in the area can use it as field trips and whatnot. So I think there's more to come for Norview.
Yeah, it's funny because you telling the story, I remember, I think I was like 8 years old, and I just had a vivid recollection of going through and watching the cows lined up, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing you were talking about with the horses, is there a limit on how many can be on the property? Like you have four, the donkey, and Lacey, right?
Yep, you're
right. Is there a certain amount that you're allowed to have? Because I'm not sure if space comes into play.
Yeah, I guess eventually it would come into play, but we're not near that right now. We have, you know, like it's just under a 10-acre property. So we have plenty of space right now. So I think we're okay in that aspect. You know, I think there are some other animals that to come for Norview Farm and whatnot. You know, there might be some new fresh faces down there for the kids to come and enjoy. But as far as space, I think, you know, we have adequate space right now.
Yeah, you mentioned the chickens. I was curious, are eggs for sale?
No, they're not. Okay. So right now, the Upper Marion Township has moved their farmer's market to Norview Farm. So this will be the second year for it being held down at Norview Farm. So they kind of got a new home, and how appropriate, you know, the farmer's market at Norview. One of their vendors, or maybe multiple vendors, sell eggs and produce and stuff like that. So no, we personally don't sell them at Norview.
Dave, I know you've given us a lot of information about the daily activities of the farm and the township purchasing the land. I guess the thing I'd like to ask is, how is it run? And what I mean by that is, it's probably a major undertaking. You're running a farm. Is there a hierarchy that has to be followed at the farm?
Yeah, so of course there is. So at the farm, I have a staff under me of right around eight people. It fluctuates as the seasons go on. During the festival, we bring on maybe another 15 seasonal employees, whether they be paid or volunteers down at the farm. But normally we run with approximately eight employees. But I have a boss. Of course, everybody has a boss. Todd Lockemeyer is my supervisor. And then I also communicate, you know, when need be with the director of public works, Jeff Hickman. Those are my bosses. That's kind of how the ladder goes. And we kind of collaborate on pretty much everything. You know, the day to day is kind of on my shoulders to run and whatnot. But all the projects we do, you know, we kind of discuss what needs to be done to provide more for the community, keep the farm safe for the animals and the public. Mm-hmm. So we kind of all come together and make sure it gets done, so we have something special for the community.
And I know you started as a part-timer and you worked your way up to now supervisor.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of change over that time period?
Yeah, so we've really, we've taken on an approach that of really preserving what the Batista family had there at the farm. So we've enhanced, you know, of course, what's there in some aspects. Mm-hmm. But we kind of try to carry on that legacy. As I was mentioning earlier, we get people that come back from time to time that say, hey, I worked here or whatever. And we get that from people who worked for the Batistas on the farm. So we get all kinds of people that come back and share memories of when they were there on the farm. Right now, I have a full-time day employee, Jessica Grossmiller. She's there. She really helps out doing anything and everything that we need to get done. Can really trust her. And then one of our other full-time employees is Kyle Hahn. He really he takes care of the night shift for us because it's such a large operation. You know, you need two shifts to handle everything. So he makes sure all the animals are fed and cared for and whatnot at night.
It's like a family affair.
Sure.
Taking over the Batista farm, you guys sort of are the whole conduit to make it all work. That's pretty neat. It is. It's a fascinating scene, and I know you mentioned this earlier. The fall festival is a big event for the farm. Are there plans to have other types of similar events?
Yeah, so we're always kicking around ideas as to what we could bring to the farm. Park and Rec here in Upper Marion does a great job with all the programs that they offer and all the events that they run. But we feel like we have something unique down there at Norview Farm. We have the history and that piece of land right there in itself. So we're always kicking around ideas as to what we can do down there. So you never know what's to come. Right now, I know we're working on some educational aspects, like I had mentioned earlier. There's actually a local resident who is extremely into sheep shearing and whatnot. Ah. So we're kind of partnering with her, and she's going to put on a demonstration at our fall festival to what sheep shearing looks like, why we do it, and then I actually spin some of the wool, to show the community, the children, what why we do it, and this is what it turns into.
Yeah, you'll have a sweater made from Norview Farms.
There you go.
That'd be pretty cool,
pretty
right?
Cool.
Yeah, well, like you said, the educational end of it, I think, is neat because we don't really see that in this day and age. It's not like it was 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And this is like preserving that. And I think that's in the testament of all the hard work that you and your staff are putting into, because they're sharing this with the community. And I'm sure you feel fulfilled because you've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah.
I guess if you were looking, I know one thing, it must be difficult to get volunteers. How would you go about enticing someone to come in and volunteer and experience the farm?
Yeah, sure. So anybody that thinks they might be remotely interested, you can either talk to me down at the farm. I'm there Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. We got to get in early because the animals want their breakfast,
Yep.
So you can come talk to me anytime. Or you can visit the Upper Marion Township website, umtownship.org. You can come check out their website. We have a page on there. Just click on over. You can see everything we have. And then even on the Human Resources tab, when there's job postings like there is right now, currently, you can click on that, see the job description, see what's entailed, and then either get an interview, or if you want something more informal, just come on down and talk to us. We'll let you know what we do day to day.
Is there 24/7 coverage at the farm, or how's that break down?
Yeah, so not 24/7, but we are there 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good stretch, and that's 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So we roll with two shifts. We have a day shift, 6 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday, and then between part-time staff and the one full-timer, Kyle, I had mentioned, they cover the weekends and the nights and whatnot, just to make sure everybody's safe and whatnot. We're not only worried about the animal safety, but we're worried about the public safety as well while they're there, because it is a bit of a unique, I think we can call it a unique experience in this day and age, come see farm animals.
Yeah, it's very difficult to see, and here's a front row opportunity, that's for sure. Yeah. Are there other animals that you're looking for to implement into the farm?
Yeah, so anything is possible, really. I think we have an open mind, and by we, talking about my bosses earlier, they really have an open mind as to what could be there. So we're really open to anything. That is kind of why we're partnering with this township resident right now for the sheep and whatnot. But who knows? It could be alpaca.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, it would be something cool. Something different. Yeah, you just never know what's gonna come along, and we're open to many ideas, and if it fits and if it's accommodating for our public and community, then we'll definitely entertain it.
Do you have an idea what's the total acreage for the animals?
So total acreage for the property is 9.75 acres, something. Okay. Just under 10, and it's mostly pasture. It's mostly grass down there.
Right.
It's just a small portion right now is blacktop and a couple buildings for the barns and the ice cream store.
Goats take care of most of the weeds?
Goats take care of almost anything.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like you were talking about the cows come in. What's the rationale behind that? They can't stay there for the full year?
Well, so as we're discussing, the property is township owned.
Right.
So we're lucky enough to have made some connections, excuse me, from the Batista family.
Okay.
When one particular family member, Frank, was still with us, we made some connections with other farmers and whatnot. So we have a connection with other farms that this guy will bring his cattle there.
Ah, okay.
So they're his. So we don't have to worry about acquiring the animals and then you know, finding another home for them or whatever it may be. They come, they graze, they, you know, keep the grass down some, and then you know, then they go on their merry way back to his farm and whatnot. So it kind of cuts out, you know, the middle part for us.
Well, as we're winding down the program, you should give your fall festival a plug. And if anyone's looking to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing so?
Yeah, so the fall fun festival down there at Norview Farm, it's in October, right? So October is the month to plan for. We are, you know, we call it westernering it up. You know, so we are adding some Western themed ideas and concepts. We have cowboy hats and whatnot. So if you're looking to have a good time, come on down month of October and any other time of the year. If you're looking to get a hold of me, I'm down at the farm, 670 North Henderson Road, King of Prussia. Or you could check out our website and we'll answer any questions you may have.
Once again, thanks, Dave, for being our guest here today. Dave Dolga, he has been our guest here today on Community Connections. He is the Farm Operations Supervisor at Norview Farms. And all of us here at UMGA would like to thank you for joining us.